This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, class. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. Today I'm sitting in for Vincent. As you know, Vincent is a farmer, and there's certain things that just have to be done on a farm. If you don't know, it's fall. The days are getting shorter, and some things just have to be done during the daylight. And Vincent asked if I could fill in for him so he'd get the work done, and I'm happy to do that. And for me, this serves as a good lesson on the way community used to be. When people needed things, it was your neighbors that helped out. You know, if you had a barn that needed to be built, it was the neighbors that got together to build it. If the barn burned down, it was your neighbors that was your fire insurance. So I'm happy to be here and to do this for Vincent. You may hear a little bit of sadness in my voice today. And the reason being is I got the news last night. There's been a death in the Genesis Communications family. Dr. Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty, passed away. He was 85 and he had been battling cancer for some time. And for nearly 50 years, he's been in what might be called today the truth movement, exposing what's been going on in our world. And if you haven't heard him, there still are the archives on Genesis. And his website is radioliberty.com. There's information there as well. Some of my favorite shows that he's done have been with guests like biblical archaeologist Jonathan Gray. You've also got L.A. Marzulli, who, if you've ever seen him, he's absolutely crazy. L.A. has done some recent work in South America doing DNA tests on some of the naturally elongated skulls, not the human replication of the elongated skulls, and getting some interesting results there that really shed some light in biblical history. So if you're of that nature, you know, please keep his family in your prayers as they have this difficult time. Well, this morning we have Janice Campbell with us. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, John. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for being here, and you know, I don't know if the news was a shock for you, but it was for me when I saw that. You know, it's one of those things that's not unexpected, but you know, when it happens, it still hits you because he was one of the leaders in the field.
Absolutely, a great loss to the entire community.
Well, today we're going to be talking about homeschooling. And I think you almost have to be crazy to let your kids go to public school in today's world. Besides what they're being taught or not being taught, it's amazing some of the other things going on, including the sexual predators. I've just started about a month ago clipping the news items where teachers are having relations with students. And a lot of times, it's actually married female teachers with kids going after these young guys. It's kind of mind-boggling.
That is one of the reasons that people choose to homeschool. So many of them, you know, see a problem with where education has come since, you know, we had a system that worked for a century or more, and, you know, it was based on classical learning that worked for well over 1,000 years. And those, you know, the education that worked was a seeking for wisdom and virtue. And it was founded in the idea that there is truth, you can know truth, and education should be a process of discovery, of learning truth. And, you know, so since we've moved away from that with John Dewey and his friends, you know, there's been such a change. There's been such a change in what school is like, what school is being taught. Even small things like the reading level of required high school literature, it's dropped from ninth grade level. The average complexity of the texts have dropped from about a ninth grade level in 1907 to a sixth grade level in 2012. And it's not a coincidence. Kids are no longer able to process what they used to be able to process simply because not just the fact that they haven't been taught, but part of the fact of the lifestyle they're leading, along with media and different things. So there are so many reasons to homeschool. And, you know, we homeschooled our four boys all the way through, and no trouble getting into college, all the things that people wonder about. Homeschooling is really doable by the average person, and it's such a great option.
You know, I remember seeing an article where they published a test, I believe it was for eighth grade, and I don't remember the year, but, you know, I'd say roughly 100 years ago. I have two master's degrees, and I'd have problems passing that test.
Absolutely. I think most of us would. You know, back 100 years ago, people had to have information they could use. They need to be able to calculate acres and hectares and bushels and such things. They had to be able to parse sentences and translate Latin and, you know, things, actual solid knowledge was being taught. And so many things now are more theoretical. They're trying to teach them skills instead of knowledge. Well, in order to use skills effectively, you need some knowledge to work with. You need to have, you know, a foundation of the structure of the language. You need to have a foundation of structure of working with numbers. And when that is shaky or missing, it really doesn't work too well to try to grapple with the ideas of Plato or Aristotle or Aquinas or, you know, any of the great thinkers of history. You devolve into a sort of illogic, a whatever culture, instead of a knowledge culture.
You know, and I think what amazes me is how many people don't even have a curiosity anymore.
Right.
When I do things like I sit down and read the Bible. I don't just read one version. I've got, in the software I have the King James up, and then I've got the Hebrew-Greek words that are associated with that. And then I use the New International Version. I know it has its faults, but I have that up there, so I've got a good modern translation of the words. It's kind of like when you're working with the Constitution. It wasn't designed to be difficult to understand. It was just written in the English of the day. It's like the Second Amendment about having a well-regulated militia. That doesn't mean that they're supposed to be, you know, highly burdened with rules and regulations. This means that they're supposed to be drilled and have discipline and order.
Right.
And without understanding what the words mean, you can't understand what the Constitution, how are the government supposed to be. And all I can say is the enemy's done a good job of making life difficult for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, the average vocabulary of an American citizen at, you know, 100 years ago ran around 40,000 words. And by now, within, I think it's been the last 10 years, it was tested again, and the average vocabulary is less than 20,000. We have lost so much because people are not reading old books anymore. C.S. Lewis had a wonderful article on, and you can read it online. It was the preface to a book on why read old books. It keeps us from the characteristic blindness of our age and many other reasons. But one of the other just practical things is it teaches us to communicate in a way that is so much more eloquent, so much better, so much deeper than we could otherwise communicate. The King James Bible is written in the language of Shakespeare. If you read the King James, you can read Shakespeare and enjoy it. And there's a mutual understanding there of that language, and it helps you learn a different way of thinking, a more complex way of thinking than most people are ever exposed to now.
Especially now when you get the texting and abbreviations, people don't know how to spell. I know it drives my wife crazy when somebody uses the wrong spelling for the homonym. You know, like there, two, you know. And
so much of that results from a lack of reading. You know, when you're exposed to words constantly through reading, I think you learn what looks right, what seems right, what is right. You know, plus, of course, studying grammar itself. But you absolutely have to learn it and be, you know, understand language as a structure. It's just, I've been editing or going through the old McGuffey readers, the 1857 version. For me, that is the best version there is, and so I've republished them. And the sixth reader is written at a reading level that is equivalent to the junior year in college. And that is stunning. Sometimes, for many people, back in the olden days, that was all they read. But that book contains Shakespeare, it contains excerpts from Webster and many, many other great writers. And a foundation of McGuffey, you've got an education.
Thanks, and we'll be coming back after this short break. Janice Campbell on homeschooling.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, today it's John Reagan at the controls with Justin helping out and Genesis. There was a bit of news that I failed to mention. Last night I was watching the news, and there's been a patient put in isolation here in Dallas, and they will have preliminary results back today, but Ebola is a possibility. This person had traveled to Africa and apparently is showing some symptoms. So I may be fortunate enough to be sitting here at ground zero. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, and I'm sure it'll be in the national news as well. Janice, I remember back in 1965, my parents had to go to a meeting to tell them some things about the new math. You know, today we've got this Common Core stuff, and I've looked at it. My first declared major in college was mathematics, and I look at that stuff and just kind of just scratch my head.
I've seen some of it on Facebook, the mathematics portion, and I do too. It's completely bewildering. You know, and my personal area is not math. I wrote a literature curriculum and so forth. So I have looked at the literature, and the most horrifying thing to me about the Common Core is the fact that by the time students reach 12th grade, they're supposed to be reading 70% informational texts rather than actual literature. And by informational texts, the examples given by the government in its own Common Core literature telling, you know, all the details, things like the government bulletin from McAllen, Texas about the roads, nonsense that, you know, if you are exposed to great literature, if you're given a solid background and vocabulary, you're not going to have any trouble in reading informational literature. But what that does is, by forcing kids to read informational literature rather than informational text rather than literature, it's bound to make them hate reading. I mean, seriously, would you read a government bulletin rather than a great book? It's a terrible, terrible idea, and, you know, it's just, for me, it's just a symptom of the rottenness that, you know, is at the core of that. And I have a couple of, you know, lengthy articles on my blog about it with a lot of links to other resources if parents want to learn more. And so, you know, at the end I can give the URL for that, because that is something parents do need to take a look at.
Yeah, I graduated in 75, you know, long ago in a galaxy far, far away. And my high school didn't even offer calculus. I had to get that from the local college. And people think of calculus as being really advanced in mathematics, but calculus 1 and calculus 2 as well are freshman college courses. And I really think they should be taught probably sophomore level in high school, but it seems like they're trying to find new and inventive ways of putting off learning.
Well, one of the things that happened with the Industrial Revolution, post-Enlightenment, with the Industrial Revolution, there were a certain number of jobs opening up in the city, and they found that they needed to keep kids out of the workforce a little bit longer. And so they did start stretching out what little they were teaching. You know, they started stretching it out and making it last. A diploma now, college is now about equivalent to a high school diploma of the 1870s, just in content. I had to, you know, our high school did not offer Latin, and I had to go to college in order to take Latin because I knew I hadn't been taught it, but I knew from reading old books that Latin is one of the foundations of a logical, systematic approach to language in general. I learned more English grammar from taking Latin than I learned through 12 years of schooling that, you know, really didn't teach grammar at all. I graduated in 79, so I'm not that far behind you. So, you know, I came through with all the trendy new stuff where you could pretty much pick your own high school classes and only had to take one class in each discipline and things of that nature. And that's not the way you give a kid an education, putting them in charge before they have a clue as to what they need to learn. But it's symptomatic of the sort of thing that's happening.
We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break here. Janice Campbell.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is the captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent. You know, Janice, the internet has really messed with people's reading skills. And I went back to school in 2009 and enrolled in a master's degree for finance. And having to read a book again was almost painful. And then when I got into the mode of becoming an author, and when I wrote the Financial State of the Union, I broke a lot of writing rules in the way I put the book together to make it easier to read for those people as had their reading adjusted by the internet. Do you want to talk about that, Tad?
Oh, absolutely. And that is something that I've noticed. I noticed it in myself. I've been a lifelong reader, and, you know, I wrote the Excellence in Literature curriculum so that, you know, others would be introduced to the classics because I love the classics. But about 5 years ago, I found it much harder to read the classics, to just sit down and read a book, than I had, because what happens is the short, fragmented information that we get online, and it's all formatted in a certain way, which it has to be readable on a screen. The way it's constructed, it actually creates different neural pathways in your brain, so that your brain is actually being changed by, you know, excessive exposure to the internet. And one of the things that I started doing was blocking off time. So I reserve my morning hours and my evening hours for non-computer reading, and I make sure that I read real stuff every day, real books. There is research that suggests that children should not be exposed to on-screen reading for until they're almost fully formed. And even then, it is not the best mode, not the best way of learning for children. However, you know, it's inevitable. They're going to have to learn to deal with screens and computers. But for parents who want to forestall some of those changes, introduce the books first. Make books real to your children. Sit and read with them. The most important thing you can do to your child is to read to them every single day. Provide them plenty of books in their atmosphere. If you have a library locally, books are free. Books are also available, usually super cheap, at thrift stores, yard sales, online. And go for the old ones. The old ones are where the great good is. And, you know, reading is essential to becoming a literate human being. And Thomas Jefferson said a democracy is healthy not only where the press is free, but basically where a literate public is able to make that freedom meaningful.
You know, some aspects of homeschooling are difficult because the government makes it so. And in normal times, we have these challenges, and I think probably the most difficult challenge from my point of view would be, what do you do if you have somebody that has a learning disability? And then also transition into what happens after things hit the fan and you don't have a supply chain out there. What should you have in place to be able to teach your kids in that type of environment?
Oh, yes. Good questions, both. First of all, there are a lot of resources for homeschooling children with special needs. There are two websites that I would particularly suggest accessing. One is the National Challenged Homeschoolers Associated Network, which is NAHN.com, and that is Nathan with two H's, NAHHAN.com, and LearnDifferently.com, which is a site by an author, Kathy Kuhl, who wrote a book called Homeschooling the Struggling Learner. And those two resources will get you going. There are a couple of legal defense associations for homeschoolers, HSLDA.org, and another one that I'm blanking on the URL for. That's good. And I've been working on a little book called, Homeschool Basics, something like that. I've got a working title for it. But basically, there are some things you have to teach. You must teach your children to read and to be literate. I would suggest having the 6 McGuffey readers. And, of course, my preference would be the 1857 edition, which you can get at 1857mcguffey.com. There is a practical math dictionary, and a practical math application guide. It walks students through the kind of math you use. My husband is a machinist, and so he works with certain types of math all the time, up into trigonometry and so forth. And he has looked at this particular dictionary, and he said it covers, you know, from the beginning into trigonometry. It's called Chenier's Practical Math Dictionary. I have links to these things, most of these things, from my website, everydayeducation.com. For history, government, and economics, there are a variety of resources, and you just have to be discerning about what you choose. A History of the American People by Paul Johnson is written by an Englishman. That is actually pretty decent. And Western Civilization by Jackson Spielvogel. Having a library of things that you can turn to when, if things go south and you find yourself unexpectedly homeschooling, that's, you know, it's tremendously needy. And there is a book called Ideas Have Consequences that I highly recommend. And then have science books, have a variety of homestead books, The Encyclopedia of Country Living by Carla Emery, Seth Holter's Permaculture, you know, and guides to practical skills. So many times children are not being taught practical skills and hand skills. You know, you have head, heart, and hand. If you leave out the hand skills, things like knitting, sewing, cooking, garden work, and so forth, young people lack common sense. They don't know how to build things. They don't know how to make things. They can't repair. They can't fix. They can't keep things going. So have books that have a library of things, the fix-it-yourself repair manual and, you know, complete guide to home repair, things of that nature. Even those old Reader's Digest books serve a purpose. There are books for where there's no doctor and where there's no dentist. There are books about hunting, fishing, gathering wild food, and, of course, general resources, general reference books like a good dictionary, good atlas, and a guide to wild food foraging, and so forth. There's just every family could outfit themselves with a basic library that would help them educate themselves to a standard that is equal or above what young people are getting in many, many schools throughout the nation, because schools truly are not equal. Not all students are getting a high-quality education, to say the least.
You know, I had to do some, I guess you'd say, refresher study on my own. I took Calculus 1 in 1975, you know, very early on in my undergraduate work, and I ended up taking Calculus 2 while I was in Germany, which would have been 1983, and I don't recommend taking that big of a break between the two courses. And the interesting thing was, is it wasn't the calculus that was causing me the problem. It was the algebra and trigonometry from high school that was even longer ago. And I found some books. It was the Barron series. I think it was called, like, Algebra the Easy Way. And the author did such a great job. It's not like, you know, one of those textbooks where you work your way through. It put the math into a story so that you could understand the concept of the math. Doesn't make doing the math any easier, but it does make it easier to understand. And
sounds like a great resource.
So if you can pick out those types of resources, and different people learn different ways. You know, some people are audio, some people are visual, and it doesn't matter which one of those you are. You have to do the work to really be able to retain it. But getting something that does explain the concepts well, this is an important way to start. If it's hard to understand, it's probably not going to be too useful.
That is absolutely true, and that's why many of the resources that are absolutely best to use are written can be found in your local bookstore, and they're written toward a younger audience. We found the Usborne series of books and the Dorling Kindersley series of books to be very helpful in visual guides to world history, all kinds of scientific things, but National Geographic books, you know, they have a certain viewpoint, but for certain parts, certain learning about certain parts of the world, it can be very, very helpful. So it pays to collect a personal library, because your ebooks, if power goes down or anything of that nature takes place, your ebooks are gone. But hardback books, paperback books, whatever you have, it's going to be there unless there's some sort of natural disaster or you're not at home. Even then, I never leave home without a little stash of books.
Yeah, my daughter homeschools her children, and they came to visit us while we were in Springfield. And one of the things we did was take a trip. There's a park there that's got a train, and it's set up as a museum. And they use that as a learning experience. And there's just so many opportunities there that I think we've failed to do with our kids today. And
absolutely.
We've got a break coming up. Perhaps you can talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And this is John Reagan with Janice Campbell. You know, my wife is a big fan of the Little House series of books, and she tells me how they go into great detail on how they used to do things on the homestead. And I think that, plus we were talking about using experiences in real life, combining that into creating experiences. Go ahead and take your take on that.
That is one of the most delightful parts of homeschooling. Everything can be a learning activity as long as it's reinforced with, you know, a little bit of conversation, a little bit of time with someone who knows more than you do. Basically, like children used to learn, they'd go out with their parent and, you know, follow the model, whatever the parent was doing. But we have so many opportunities now. What we found with our boys was if you have it on hand, they're going to use it. Instead of trying to make everything a class, you know, have art supplies on hand, building supplies, books on all different subjects, some musical instruments, all kinds of hand tools, they eventually get used. The kids want to build something, dig something, learn something, and it was a real revelation to me. You know, I came through public school, and I spent most of my time reading, but I know that I taught myself more by reading and doing outside of school. And so it was a real revelation to me to see how much more my boys could learn when they were supplied with a learning atmosphere. And that's the whole thing. Make it a learning atmosphere, have beautiful music, have art, and all the fun things that you would like to have, you know, if you were stuck at home for a month at a time. And it's not really stuck. It's the best place in the world to be.
I remember I was a teenager, possibly even in college, before I found out that the first public schools were created so that the children would learn how to read the Bible. And look how far we've come where, you know, even the G word's not welcome in school anymore.
Right. And, you know, that has changed the whole purpose and scope of education into something that actually wasn't what we wanted to teach to begin with. And so just learning to take it back, take it home. My everyday education website has a ton of resources and links that you can find out so much more. If you're even beginning to think about homeschooling, read blogs, read websites, go to conferences. There are resources out there that you will learn what you need to know, and you learn as you go. And that's what your children are doing too, because you're the first learning model your children see. So as you learn to homeschool them, your children are learning how to be great learners, how to learn as they do things. So it can be a generational gift.
You know, normally you could go to the USAprepares.com website and get the link, but Vincent is still working on that too. So why don't you go ahead and give that URL out again?
It's everydayeducation.com. And if you Google my name, Janice Campbell, you'll find me. I also have a couple of blogs. I have the Excellence in Literature site with a ton of resources for teaching classic literature. So thank you for being here today, because that's, you know, talking about homeschooling is one of the things that brings me great delight. And more information is at everydayeducation.com. Thanks so much, John.
Well, thank you for being with us. We have maybe about a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to say before we finish up?
You know, Ann Sullivan, Helen Keller's teacher, said, "I'm beginning to suspect all elaborate and special systems of education. They seem to me to be built upon the supposition that every child is the kind of idiot who must be taught to think. Whereas if the child is left to himself, he will think more and better, if less showily." And I think that's the opportunity we want to give our children, is to learn to think, do, and be.
Janice Campbell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the top of the hour with hour number two.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.